Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God we're able to be together again as we continue on in this message, Perfect in Heart. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were talking about the importance of understanding that it's not by our willpower or determination. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. David said in 2 Samuel 22:33, God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. And so as we looked at the elements of what goes on in us, our thoughts, our emotions, our will, desire, intentions, feelings, and as well as our outer man, speech, actions, activities, our involvements, they all need to line up with the Word of God. And the expressions, as I shared, of the outer man, what we say, how we act, they're rooted and find their source in the inner man. For example, our speech, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And as we drew to our conclusion of our time together, I really, there wasn't a time to pray, and I want to pray right now for woundedness in many of you that are listening. God knows the areas of hurt, and for some, it goes way back to childhood. And so if you are in a place that you know that you need healing, deep healing within your soul, from the hurts, from the injuries, from the words. When I speak of injuries, I'm speaking now of the abuse, the verbal abuse, the setbacks, the things that others have done to you, the exclusion, the not willing to listen to what you say, being overlooked, whatever those things are. Because they all affect us. We all have a need to be wanted, to be appreciated, to feel valuable, that we have a purpose and that our contribution, whatever it may be, at whatever time in our life, is still important and significant. So, Father, right now, I pray for those who are in need of your healing, Father. Lord, you know the areas of the soul. Those that are listening, where there's been such deep wounds left by the enemy. And Lord, time has passed, some, Lord, years, decades. But nonetheless, Father, the pain, the memory of those experiences still can be lingering there. But most importantly, Lord, while we don't lose our memory, we don't forget completely, as you are able to do, put all our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. Nonetheless, Lord, the pain, the bitterness, the hurt that comes will vanish. And so, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the anointing power of the Holy Spirit to go through at the soul, through the spirit man, and totally cleanse the lies, the deception of the enemy, and bring that healing, that complete healing and restoration that you desire. Lord, David said, unite my heart to fear thy name. And Father, bring together all the aspects of their inner person so that they can be whole and they will be able to experience the liberty found in Jesus Christ. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I am he that doeth all things well. And you have struggled, lo, for a long time. You have not shared with others the depth of the pain and the sorrow and the sense of loss. But I, the Lord, make all things new, and I take away the pain and the hurt of the memory, says your God. If you will believe, even now I will do that. Is it not written that there is nothing impossible with your God? So as you come to me simply and in surrender, allow me to take those cares, those burdens, those sorrows, those deep things that have hindered you, and I will restore you and create in you a vessel of honor and glory that shall bring praise to me. And I shall anoint you with a holy boldness. As you walk in this new liberty and freedom, you shall find that that boldness comes without even trying to be bold, because you will have a confidence and a security in me that I have longed to give you, lo, for such a long time. I bestow that upon you now, that healing, that freedom and deliverance, and I say now by the Spirit of the Lord that you should walk in that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so let it be, Father. So let it be. As the Spirit of the Lord has decreed it, amen, we shall walk in it. Praise God. Oh, and also, I need to obey the Lord. There is a sister listening to me right now, and you have to deal with someone, I think it's a friend, where you feel the need to bring some form of correction. And there may be others. Some of you may be in a leader position in your church. Some may be parents having to do with children. But I want to pray that what God has placed on your heart, you would be able to say it in such a way that they will be able to receive it and hear the truth of it. And Father, right now, you know the individuals that need to be addressed. Father, I take authority over stubbornness and rebellion right now, a hardened heart. Father, I pray by the Spirit of God, you will make that heart soft and open. And then for your vessel, Lord, that sister, those that need to speak a word of correction, Father, I pray that you yourself will, first of all, give them great love in their heart, that they will be able to speak with gentleness, with humility, entreating the individual to that level of truth without feeling, making them feel badly, that it will be a learning experience, that it will be done so gently that they won't even hardly know they're being corrected, but that the work will be done in Jesus' name. I take authority over the work of the enemy, Father, and I release that wisdom from above, which is peaceable and gentle and easy to be entreated without hypocrisy. And Lord, let it do the work that you desire to do in Jesus' name. And take away the anxiety. Lord, there's sometimes, Lord, we can get so stressed having to deal with a situation or with a problem. But Father, take away that stress and anxiety right now and let them feel the peace of God, that they will be able to generate that same peace as they speak in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, glory. Okay. All right. Let's go on. I never want to delay or not delay, but hinder the time that God wants to minister by the Holy Spirit. It's just not teaching the Word of God, but allowing the Spirit of God to have His way. So, for those of you who have been with me, remember the earlier discussion I had quite a while back about men in the Old Testament who were described as perfect? They were perfect in the attitude of their heart. Certainly their actions weren't perfect. All we have to do is consider David. However, David said in Psalm 101, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. And in Proverbs 11:5, the word tells us the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way. Beloved, the point I'm trying to make is this. We make our hearts perfect, and it is God that makes our way perfect. That's what David said in 2 Samuel 22:33, God is my strength and power. He maketh my way perfect. So our hearts, we have that job, that responsibility to make our hearts perfect before Him. But it's God, His grace, His ability, His anointing that can make our way perfect. And to me, one of the most beautiful promises in the Word is found in Psalm 138:8, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. And the reason I think it's really one of my life scripture, because the Lord gave that to me when I was not saved. In fact, I was in Berkeley was my quote. My headquarters, my a state of mind. I went to UC Berkeley. So the point is, that was Mecca for me. That was the place where my spiritual foundation, if you will. Thank God I found a better foundation than that, and His name is Jesus. But I can remember my brother was, you know, he's a musician, so we just were going around. He was trying to find a church. There was a piano in the auditorium, and on the way out, there was a little promise box, and I had been searching for truth. I was just at that point, absolutely convinced it wasn't Christianity. So I picked up these two little scriptures. One of them was that, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. And that shows the power of the word. I was fairly mobile in those years, and I traveled around various places in the country. Wherever I got a room, I would just put that little scripture up. The Lord will. And why did I do that? I couldn't have given you really a rational explanation. At that point, I wasn't an atheist, but I felt there were, you know, good forces out there. Well, that was what spoke to my heart. And beloved, you can rest on that promise. In fact, I'm sharing that with you. You can have it as your favorite scripture too. I'm willing to share. But the Lord will perfect that which concerns me, Sister Glass, and it will perfect that which He will perfect that which concerns you, brother and sister. Praise God. And so we can have a perfect heart. And let me just take a moment. Well, I don't know. Do I have enough time to read Philippians 3, 8 to 15? I might just read it and we'll see. I might have to extrapolate on tomorrow's broadcast. But Paul says, yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them as dung that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Yeah, God wants to kill us, our flesh, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Praise God. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to stop here. There's yet more to share. That's such a powerful scripture. We'll start tomorrow by looking, going back to that passage, all right? But in the moments that remain, I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, I always love to hear from new folks. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, as well as you, my radio family. Even though you've never written, I still pray for you. Praise God. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.